This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Enraged Hong Kong protesters blocked roads and defied police orders to disperse early Monday after officers fired tear gas and non-lethal ammunition to fleeing crowds. Meanwhile, Hong Kong's airport has canceled flights. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials have canceled all remaining flights for the day after pro-democracy protesters crowded into the main terminal. They say in a statement the demonstration had seriously disrupted airport operations and that all check-in services for departing flights had been suspended. Only flights that had already begun boarding or those cleared for landing are being allowed to use runways at the airport. The territory has experienced more than 2 months of mass protests calling for democratic reforms and an independent inquiry into police conduct. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Hong Kong airport says it will restart flights starting at 6 a.m. Tuesday. The latest round of talks between the Taliban and the United States on a deal to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan has ended. A Taliban spokesman says both sides will now consult with their leadership on the next steps. Trump administration officials are defending last week's mass immigration raids in Mississippi, including emotional footage of a girl pleading with authorities to let her father go. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan says the girl was quickly reunited with her mother. In response, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is against the policy of breaking up immigrant families.
For them to invade a workplace, divide families, just really undermines the character of America. What the motivation for it is, I'll leave to others to decide.
President Trump has made tough immigration enforcement a hallmark of his White House tenure. This is VOA News. Two French charities pulled another 81 migrants from the waters off Libya Sunday, bringing the number of those it rescued at sea since Friday to 211. Doctors Without Borders and SOS Mediterranean jointly operate the Norwegian-flagged rescue ship Ocean Viking. Most of those it picked up over the past 3 days are Sudanese men. The man suspected of shooting at people inside a Norwegian mosque on Saturday and of killing his stepsister appeared in court on Monday with black eyes and wounds on his face and neck. Police are initially seeking to hold Philip Mandhouse in custody for 4 weeks on suspicion of murder and breach of anti-terrorism law. Mandhouse's lawyer says his client has not admitted to any crimes. Large parts of southeastern Myanmar lie under floodwaters today. Officials say the flooding has forced tens of thousands to flee their homes as the death toll from a massive landslide hit 59. Seasonal monsoon rains batter the country every year, but the recent deluge has submerged entire communities. U.S. President Donald Trump wants to see a successful British exit from the European Union. National Security Advisor John Bolton told British officials today Washington will support the move with a U.S.-Britain free trade agreement. But Reuters' Lucy Fielder and William James report Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces three broad options when Parliament returns in September: a Brexit deal, no deal, and or a general election.
An election soon is what many Britons expect. Not least, it appears, their less than shy new Prime Minister. Britain will eject from the EU in less than 3 months, unless Johnson and Brussels rustle up a new deal. The prospect is shaking British politics. Reuters' William James says Johnson needs to get going, assuming he wants to.
So when Parliament returns in September, Boris Johnson has a big decision to make. He needs to decide whether he's realistic about getting a deal with the European Union to renegotiate the Brexit deal, or whether he pursues a no deal, that's taking Britain out of the EU without any kind of transition arrangement. That decision has to come early in September.
That was Reuters' Lucy Fielder and William James reporting. South Korea says it is removing Japan from a list of trusted trade partners to a new category that brings more restrictions on exports of sensitive goods. The move is the latest in a back-and-forth trade dispute between the two countries, which has included Japan dropping South Korea from its own list of preferred trading partners. Russia held a memorial service on Monday for five scientists killed in a mysterious explosion last week off the coast of northern Russia. U.S.-based nuclear experts say they suspect the explosion occurred during the testing of a nuclear-powered cruise missile. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA.